Good afternoon. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this program on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is called The Burrow. We have vampire music to start the show this week.
What is this desire? This biting, eating into another person. What is this that can't be contained in you? I feel full of holes. Does anyone have any language for it? Can we find it? Right.
I feel full of holes, separate. I feel like I'm coming to everybody from a great distance. You're tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Opening set there was kicked off by Lorna, song Lorna, from Jenny Hval's new record, Blood Bitch. Jenny Hval, friend of the program. Good to have her new record out on Sacred Bones. It's very wonderful and well conceived. Following that is more vampiric music from Sooks and the Banshees, one of my favorite Sooksy tracks, called Raw Head and Bloody Bones. And then I decided to wrap that up with the actual song titled Blood Bitch by Cocteau Twins from their debut record, Garlands. Up next, to shift mood, shift tone. I don't know if about shifting mood, shifting tone. As another Sacred Bones release. So the new Jenny Hval record is out on Sacred Bones now, released at the same time, or actually just a little bit later in the month, is the new record from Marching Church, which I've played on the program before, project of Elias Ronenfelt of Ice Age. There's their second full-length record. It's called Telling It Like It Is. And it's a real embrace of stardom. Awful, awful stardom by Elias. I'm going to play a song from this record called Florida Breeze here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9.
biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
Our host Andy has curated 27 delicious local bands to compete for the title. Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Sixcent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Bernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, October 25th, to see Mark Mills, S. Lord Efferman, and Freak Dream.
Good night, Shindig is everywhere. Remember, no matter what anyone says, rock on!
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territories every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. I'm the host. Before the brief respite there, we heard from friends of the program, Bambara, a group from originally Athens, Georgia, and now New York. A song called Her Dreaming from their record Swarm. And before that was Marching Church, project of Elias Ronenfelt of Ice Age, their second record, and songs called Florida Breeze, a real embrace of his sultry nature. Would you agree that Elias is quite the figure?
Yes.
You would say so. Okay.
He's the lead singer of Ice Age. You just said that, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah. He's got the attitude.
And then he embraces it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a very detached embrace. As if, well, it's weird. It's, you know, I wish I could say, like, oh, yeah, it's really bothersome for everyone to, like, be all over you like they are. And he kind of takes that attitude. But who knows if it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just a cynical, washed up man at the young age of 24. And I don't know.
Had a lot of success.
Yeah, and he has with this other group as well. But with this kind of music, with what he's doing, I really like it. I enjoy it. And I think he's very creative. But there's certainly a theater to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is at times can draw away from the actual content. Like,
you don't think it adds to it though? I feel like the broodiness of their music, his attitude when he acts like that, kind of supports it.
Yeah, it does when it comes across as like feeling genuine. But sometimes it irks at me in this case because they're Danish, I believe. Regardless, English being the second language. And when, you know, we just played a song called Florida Breeze, and he's talking about, you know, it's all myth. He's writing myths. He's writing stories. And so he's embracing a character. And so there are lines that are then drawn with who he is versus what the character he's playing. And I always compare him with Nick Cave, because that's the same thing. It's like you're writing up these, like, stories, and you can't really tell what's real and what isn't, which is very interesting. It's an interesting thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but it's also worth thinking about. Yeah, we're going to take a nice, I don't know. You can feel free to take a little nap at this next part. Going to play some Kronos Quartet, a CD that I was given recently. Kronos Quartet performing Philip Glass pieces here on the Borough, CITR 101.9. And we get ugly again here on the Borough, CITR 101.9.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
OBC's Flatbed. They have a new record called Rising Death. Heard two songs there. The Birth of Andy was the first one. The second one, The Penis of God. Flatbed, saw them play last weekend, and what I did not realize is that it's virtually the same band, just pieces moved around as another Nanaimo group called DS Lori, which features members from various groups, but notably Lindsay Colton of Hagface, which is another great punk group. Before Flatbed was a long one by a group called Meager Dreams, and it's this destructive jazz piece from a record called Crimes Against Jazz, and it's a lot of stuff along those lines, put out by a few people in Toronto. A bit of a compilation. Most of them are the same group, a group called Retired, and then some other features such as this this song by Meager Dreams, which is called The Bog. You have been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Got a decent amount of time left, but I'm going to go ahead and keep it to just two songs. New, or possibly three. New Tim Presley record is called The Wink. Tim Presley has played in a lot of different groups, White Fence, and others, notably Drinks last year, which is a collaboration he did with Kate LeBon. This is a new solo record, The Wink. Tim Presley, the most important fact being that he played with The Fall briefly, 2006 or so, and recorded on their worst record, 2007's Reformation post TLC. It was made in a time of conflict, and Tim Presley joined on, recorded an album. Rough record, but it is still The Fall, so we might actually hear something from that. And then I've got some wedding present lined up as well. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Jade will be up next with a little bit of soul.
I've never met. Walk up a hill, you understand, you understand.